I'm speaking the language of my reality. To me, it's about the choices we're making, the lives we're leading, and the futures we're creating.
Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell. And today's goal is to plant a seed of belief. One of my favorite quotes from the Bible is Matthew 17:20. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. I was really saddened when I was taking one of my master's classes. The professor had written in one of the forums, some students you just cannot reach. If the student is determined to fail, there's nothing you can do. If we have enough faith and enough belief in our students, and we show them our belief in them, then I believe that the students that have the least likely chance of going to college, of graduating, of getting out of their poverty cycle, I believe that they will be able to achieve these things. And the person who taught me this was my father. We grew up in a poor neighborhood, and we lived in a house that my grandfather built with his own hands, so we didn't have to pay rent. Sometimes there would be shootings. It was the first generation to go to college. My dad had 5 daughters, and the likelihood of us going to college were very, very, very slim. I know, because it hadn't happened in generations before us. But my father had a lot of faith in all his daughters. I remember every weekend, my dad used to drive us to these huge houses, and we would spend the entire weekend, and we would look at these houses, and we would pretend that we were going to buy these houses. And my dad would say, when you graduate from college, you will someday live in a house like this. You will someday have a car like this. You will someday live in a neighborhood like this. And he never said if, he said when. And now all of us have degrees, and all of us, some of us have even our master's degrees, and we're doing quite well. My dad broke generations and generations a cycle of poverty. And the way he did this was because he had faith in his children, and he didn't think even of the possibility that it wouldn't happen. So it did happen with all of his daughters. And it's happening with my nieces and my nephew, who's now 6. When he grows up, it will happen with him. And it will be a generation where they attend college as a short-term goal. Find ways that you can plant belief in the students in your school that need the most belief, the ones that nobody believes in them. I remember Marty Sides wrote a post at the last 30 Goals. She talked how she helped a student, asked him if he needed any help or if he had any questions. And he was so in shock and said, you know what, miss, you were the first teacher to ever ask me if I had any questions. You're the first teacher to really help me. And that broke my heart. There are some students, and the reason why they don't achieve their dreams and the reason why they continue generational cycles of poverty is because no one said that it was possible for them to be anything else. No one believed in them. No one planted a seed of belief. We have seen several movies, and the movies that inspire us are the ones where it's the kids that nobody thinks will survive, nobody thinks will achieve, and they achieve. And the reason is because all of their teachers shared the same thing, a mustard seed of faith in them. For a long-term goal is to enact this plan. And it could be something small. I remember my college professor used to have everybody in the class write on little pieces of paper what we liked about each other. And he would tell us that when we didn't believe in ourselves, that we would read those papers to ourselves later in life. We would remember what others saw in us. 5 years ago, after doing this for 10 years, he had a student come up to him and said, sir, there was a time when I was going to kill myself, but I found your piece of papers in my wallet, and I started reading them, and I believed in myself again. So you never know where your mustard seed of faith is going to suddenly sprout. You don't know the plants that will sprout afterwards. You may never find out for the next 20 years. But trust me, if you have a seed of faith and belief, that you can move mountains.
Get your copy of the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators, published by ION Education in the fall of 2011. Today's music is Language of My Reality by Click, ccmixter.org.
I'm speaking the language of my reality. To me, it's about the choices we're making, the lives we're leading, and the futures we're